6 days of riots and looting followed the acquittal of 4 police officers in a criminal trial connected to the beating of a black motorist, Rodney King. Some African Americans targeted Korean American shop owners. 2 carloads of men pulled up near firefighter Emil Mack and his crew.
And they all began pulling out guns and shooting into the storefronts that were immediately adjacent to us. We immediately hit the ground, but within seconds, Korean shop owners came out of those same shops, lined up, and began shooting back.
Many African American businesses were also destroyed. Pharmacy owner Gil Matthew left his store as the unrest began.
By the time I got home, I turned on the TV to continue to follow the news, and lo and behold, the store was on fire.
Matthew's store was burned to the ground, but was later rebuilt and is still in business. South Los Angeles, where the riots began, has changed, and a bus tour by the charity Operation Hope took local leaders through the neighborhood. New businesses have replaced the charred rubble, although some areas are still bleak and still awaiting development. Rebecca Blank, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of Commerce, says one key to improvement is better schools.
Because the skills of the people that are there as workers, as community leaders, are more important than anything else.
At Quincy Jones Elementary School, children learn math and science as well as music and art. The school is named in honor of a legendary music producer who says it helps to improve the neighborhood and nation.
You know, because the culture, the food, music, and the language is what defines the country.
There are many new schools and businesses here, and race relations are better, says firefighter Emil Mack.
Because they've reached out to the other communities and created relationships so that really will help prevent something like this from ever occurring again.
But Rebecca Blank points out the economy still needs to improve.
Anyone who thinks that we are past the ability of riots anywhere in American cities really needs to look to Europe, which has been facing major riots in many of their cities because of concern for what's happening with their government, for austerity measures, for high unemployment. We're not immune to that.
Those who live here say there is much work yet to be done in the inner city by both business and government. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.